From AccuWeather.com, this is AccuWeather Daily. A brief host-read article, it's weather news in a nutshell.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He's known as Vitrup Man, and around 5,200 years ago, his life ended violently in a peat bog in northwest Denmark. Researchers have used advanced genetic tests to paint a picture now of the oldest known immigrant in Denmark's history. The remains were found in 1915 in a peat bog in Vitrup, Denmark. His fragmented skull was found alongside a wooden club, and researchers came to the conclusion that he died after being hit over the head at least 8 times with a club between 3100 BC and 3300 BC. Scientists analyzed Vitrup Man's remains in a recent study published in the journal Nature about Denmark's genetic prehistory that sequenced the genomes of 317 ancient skeletons. Some of the same researchers decided to conduct an individual study of Vitrup Man after his DNA revealed that he was genetically distinct from the rest of the Danish Stone Age population. What the team discovered while piecing together Vitrup Man's life is shedding light on the movements and connections between different Stone Age cultures. The combined detection of specific chemical elements within his tooth enamel revealed how his diet went from being that of a hunter to a farmer before dying between the ages of 30 and 40. Vitrup Man was likely born and grew up along the coast of the Scandinavian peninsula, perhaps within the frigid climes of Norway or Sweden. He was genetically closest to people from those regions and had darker skin than the Stone Age communities in Denmark. In Scandinavia, Vitrup Man likely belonged to a northern hunter-gatherer community that enjoyed a diet of fish, seals, and even whales, which suggests that the foragers had vessels that enabled them to fish in the open sea. And then something caused his life to change rather drastically, and by the age of 20, Vitrup Man was in Denmark and subsisting on a diet of a farmer, eating sheep and goat. And the study's authors suggest that his journey to a farming peasant society in Denmark indicates extensive travel by boat. His long-distance movements were unusual, but may seem something about ongoing exchanges between Danish farmers and northern hunter-gatherers. Why Vitrup Man made such a long voyage is unknown, but the researchers have a couple of theories. It's possible that he was a captive or a slave who became part of a local society in Denmark, or he was a trader who settled in Denmark. Studying Vitrup Man has helped researchers gain insights about the genetics, lifestyles, and ritual practices that can be traced to Stone Age societies. Also of interest at AccuWeather.com, a widespread, severe weather event could unfold in parts of the central and eastern U.S. this week that includes the risk of damaging winds and even possibly some tornadoes at night. And a doubleheader of storms hitting the Pacific Northwest this week is cause for some concern as well. You can find those stories and a whole lot more at AccuWeather.com. And for your local forecast at your fingertips, download the AccuWeather app. Enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow with more weather news.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.